In my opinion, we have several important agendas before us. The Secretary General and the United Nations General Assembly can take the lead by undertaking necessary measures for the fulfillment of our shared goals on the basis of the following. 1. Restructuring the United Nations in order to transform this world body to an efficient and fully democratic organization, capable of playing an impartial, equitable, and effective role in international relations. Reforming the structure of the Security Council, especially by abolishing the discriminatory privilege of the veto right, restoring the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people by organizing a referendum and free elections in Palestine in order to prepare a conducive environment for all Palestinians, including Muslims, Christians, and Jews, to live together in peace and harmony, putting an end to all types of interferences in the affairs of Iraq and Afghanistan, in the Middle East, and in all countries in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and Europe. My friends, as our great prophet said, a government may survive with blasphemy, but never with oppression. Oppression against Palestinians and the violation of their rights still continue. A new group of Palestinians who lived in Al-Quds al-Sharif were again forced out of their homes as the destruction of their residential homes continues by the occupiers and usurpers. Bombings in Afghanistan and Pakistan have not yet stopped, and the Guantanamo prison has not yet been shut down. And there are still secret prisons in Europe. The continuation of the present situation adds to hostilities and violence. Oppression and military aggression must be stopped. Regrettably, official reports concerning the brutalities of the Zionist regime in Gaza have not all been published. The Secretary General and the United Nations have crucial responsibilities in this respect, and the international community is impatiently waiting for the punishment of the aggressors and the murderers of the defenseless people of Gaza. 2. Reforming the current economic structures and setting up a new international economic order based on human and moral values and obligations. A new course is needed, in fact, that would help promote justice and progress worldwide by flourishing the potentials and talents of all nations, thus bringing well-being for all and for future generations. 3. Reforming the international political relations based on the promotion of lasting peace and friendship, eradication of arms race, and elimination of all nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, to pave the way for all nations to have access to advanced and peaceful technologies for the advancement of human beings. 4. Reforming cultural structures, respect for diverse customs and traditions of all nations, fostering moral values and spirituality aimed at strengthening the institution of a warm family, which is the backbone of all human societies. 5. Worldwide efforts to protect the environment and full observance of the international agreements and arrangements to prevent the annihilation of nature's non-renewable resources.